We're glad you're aboard for this News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Coming up in later this hour, I'll talk with Mark Skouten, director of the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, about the need for more reinforced safe rooms for our public school buildings. Also, a conversation with Keanna Phelps. Have you heard that name? Well, you probably will be in the future if you haven't heard already. Last night, she broke the Iowa High School girls' discus throwing record. We'll talk with her. Also, to continue the sports theme, we'll have former Hawkeye and NFL star kicker Nate Kading on our program with his thoughts on the ongoing NFL draft that started yesterday. But first, this week, Brad Zahn, a Republican state senator from Urbandale, told the Des Moines Register that he sometimes brings a handgun along when he works at the state capitol. That's a practice that's illegal under the Iowa Administrative Code. Zahn is also a candidate for Iowa's 3rd U.S. Congressional District. Brad Zahn told the Des Moines Register editorial board earlier this week that he has carried a 9mm handgun into the state's capitol when the legislature has been in session, and here's his explanation.
I think that there is too many doors that could be easily accessed without going through security, and that there's crazy people out there. And with what happened with down in Arizona, I'm going to protect myself because I'm a father.
State Senator Brad Zahn earlier this week. Iowa Public Radio State House correspondent Joyce Russell joins me now. Hi, Joyce.
Hello, Ben.
Now, this comment certainly raised eyebrows among many Iowans across the state, but were you surprised to find out that Zahn would make these comments publicly?
I was a little surprised that he made them publicly, but it doesn't surprise me that there might be a lawmaker or two or more carrying their weapons into the state house. There's long been, we know that, for example, Representative Clell Bodler does have a permit to carry. He says his wife has one as well. And so there has been speculation over the years as to whether anybody might actually be carrying it into the chamber. Representative Bodler has always said that he leaves it in this truck. But so, it didn't really surprise me that some people might be doing that. You should probably know that the public goes through a metal detector to get into the Capitol building, including me. I go through a metal detector every day. Lobbyists also, but state employees do not. So that's why a state legislator would be able to get into the building with a gun.
You've been covering the legislature for quite a while. That metal detector's been in place for how many years, would you reckon?
Oh, right after 9/11 is when they put the metal detectors in place. And it was quite controversial. And because to get into the Capitol now, you have to go through kind of a grungy basement entrance instead of the big, beautiful, you know, open stairways where people used to be able to just walk up and walk into the building. And for a while, Representative Don Schultz, who was a Democrat from Waterloo, every year he would introduce a bill to open up the Capitol again so people can use the big, beautiful entrances. But so far, the security has survived.
Now, the exception is our lawmakers. They can bypass this metal detector system and just walk right in with staff, or just the lawmakers themselves?
No, all staffers, all people who are employed by state government or the legislature, they have a special thing that they wear around their neck. So it's not just the lawmakers, it's other staffers who don't have to go through security.
Now, Brad Zahn is quoted as saying he doesn't feel safe at the State House. Now, tell us about who patrols and manages security there.
Well, at the public entrances, there are, as we've been talking about, metal detectors. The State Patrol provides active security around the State House. There's been a time or two when I got myself locked out after hours and just pick up your cell phone and call them, and they're there in 30 seconds. So they have a very, very, very extensive security, or I should say all the time security around the
24/7.
State House. Right, 24/7. That's there all the time. What was there something else you wanted to know about security?
Well, also it's just interesting here, Joyce, don't you think? But does it make people wonder as you walk around the legislature how many people are in fact carrying weapons onto the grounds? Would you, for instance, sit down at a lunch table and you could see a handgun poking out of someone's jacket, and you would take no notice of it. It would call attention to itself, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you could see a gun in somebody's waistband or not. I've certainly haven't been looking for them, but we have often just the State House press corps speculated about how many lawmakers have permits to carry weapons, and the State Department of Public Safety keeps sort of gross raw numbers on how many weapons permits are issued statewide. However, those are the raw numbers, and in order to find out, for example, how many legislators have licenses, you would have to do that on a county by county basis, and even then, that would only say they have a license to carry. It wouldn't tell you how many are carrying them in.
So the Iowa Administrative Code bars the dangerous weapons on state capitol grounds, except for peace officers. Legislators and their staff are not. Since he violated the code, are there any consequences for him?
It doesn't look like it. And actually, I was talking to the Department of Administrative Services about this yesterday in preparation for coming on the air. And he said that a spokesman there said that it's really up to the legislature, being a separate branch of government. It's up to them to set policy. The Secretary of the Senate was commenting on this after Senator Zahn made his comments, and he said that the legislature has never taken a step to exempt themselves from this state law, and he allowed that this is something that legislators that hasn't been part of their training, it hasn't been part of their initiation, just sort of hasn't come up, and actually the guy at the Department of Administrative Services also said, you know, it just hasn't come up whether legislators
one would
should
think
be
that
armed.
They would want to then officially exempt themselves from the law that they created.
I guess that would be one way of putting it. I do expect, however, because of this publicity, that they will be. I would be amazed if they exempted lawmakers from the, you know, took that active step to say the legislature isn't covered by this weapons ban. But I do expect that there will be a heightened emphasis on that. You know, every year, after every election, there are new legislators sworn in. And I'll be surprised if there isn't some that's not added to the orientation somehow.
Okay, we'll stay tuned and find out. Iowa Public Radio State House correspondent Joyce Russell, thank you for keeping us up to date on the buzz there at the State House.
Okay, thanks, Ben.